Time now for your letters. We talked with Wayne Boselli last week, President, CEO of the Humane Society. His new book is The Bond, Our Kinship with Animals, Our Call to Defend Them. He talked about his relationship with Michael Vick, who spent more than a year in prison for dogfighting crimes. Marty Segrist writes on our website, Michael Vick is a well-paid pro athlete, which makes him a stand-up guy in the eyes of many. But I doubt his character has undergone any real transformation. That the Humane Society and Mr. Boselli have embraced him so enthusiastically says much for where their interests truly lie. But Ashley Downs of Portland, Oregon writes, thank you, Wayne Boselli, for showing that compassion always overpowers anger and spite. Quick correction, story last week on the so-called Beatnik riot 50 years ago referred to documentary filmmakers using video equipment. Rolf Tessem points out over Twitter, filmmakers shot film in 1961. Last Saturday, NPR's Joe Palca reported on whether the risk of radiation exposure from Japan's badly damaged nuclear plant is as serious as many think. That story started a heated debate on NPR.org. Steve Silver writes, I think there's an illogical conclusion being drawn here that because there's radiation occurring naturally and because the fears in and outside of Japan may be overblown, there's nothing to fear about nuclear power. And Jeff Schmidt says, NPR is simply trying to put things into perspective for people. The point isn't that there's no such thing as an unsafe level of radiation. The point is that the levels being detected at sites remote to the plant are so low that they are not yet unsafe. And many comments about our interview last week with Gary Player. Rebecca Cooper-Dupin tweets, it was great, and I don't even like golf. Well, we sure like your comments. Go to NPR.org, click on the Contact Us link. You can also post a comment on Facebook or Twitter at NPR Weekend. You can send me a tweet at NPR Scott Simon.